We'll just start with some of the thoughts about what needs to be corrected right away. The obvious being the 10 penalties, 7 on defense. So we're back into the business of defensive holding and illegal contact, which definitely was an issue yesterday, because there were many times when the opponent would have been off the field had it not been for a penalty, which allowed them to stay in a drive. And those statistics, when the defense helps, are very, very high in favor of the offensive team scoring touchdowns. We did give up 124 yards rushing. I was a little bit surprised at that post game, but not that they didn't have some runs. I thought we set out in the beginning of the week to really stop the run. And we had, for example, some of those unusual formations were pretty well gapped out for in our favor. Later in the game or after the first couple of attempts, I think we did settle down, play a little better run defense. But the damage was done with a couple of, back-to-back long runs that hurt us. Of course, the 14 points, you're not going to beat anybody in the National Football League with 14 points. We've got to score. We had some better numbers offensively. We had better contributions. Quarterback played better without a doubt, but we still didn't have the ball in the end zone, and we certainly were there any number of times. And I think one of the ones, not to say the only one that hurt, was the 3rd and 4 at the 40 where we, were incomplete and we punt the ball. And no one is, the Gunners are not in position to down the ball. It goes in the end zone for a touchback, and the ball goes to the 20. So you get a 20-yard net in terms of your punt there. We had the 4 giveaways with no takeaways, which accentuates, again, we're not taking the ball away from the opponent. And we did have the first interception was a case in point where pressure was on. There was no doubt. They dropped an end off to that side, both sides actually. But we were trying to come underneath with Victor Cruz, take advantage of the fact that they were filling the middle, get the ball, and run up the field. The end was there. I tried to stress to Eli, just throw the ball away. Throw it away. We'll line up and we'll have another play, because we did drive. We were already in field goal range, and you're just taking points off the board when you do that. The no takeaways is an issue now. We've had 2 games. We have not had a takeaway, no fumbles, no interceptions. And this is something that every team counts on in the NFL, counts on getting an extra field position, bona fide field position from some type of a takeaway, whether it be special teams or defense. And we have not had that. We have driven the ball a little bit better yesterday, but still, again, not enough, no points to show for it. We clearly lost the 4th quarter. That's something that I drill and drill and drill, in addition to, no turnovers, win the physical battle. It's win the 4th quarter. I thought that, we're sitting there in a great situation in probably the midpoint, almost the midpoint of the 4th quarter. We are in the lead, or we're shortly behind there. And we are not able to do anything about that. And then we hit the scenario with the drop pass, the punt return for a touchdown, the kickoff return fumble, and we find ourselves in that situation. Still, with 22-14, we drive the ball into their territory. We're at 2nd and 10 at the plus 17-yard line, and we have a fumble, which was difficult to explain. Not that there was any huge gain that was going to be going with that. It would have created 3rd and 9 or 3rd and 10, but points would have come out of the drive. I feel very strongly about that. And so we look back upon those situations. It was a 12-play drive that stalled right there with the fumble. Beat ourselves, yes. We're back to that axiom again, the oldest in football. First, you have to keep from beating yourself before you can go forth to defeat the opponent, and that's what I felt like yesterday. Give credit to the Cardinals. They came in here with a very strong defensive team, a team from the midpoint of last year on, had played very well together, had scored a lot of points, put a lot of yards on the table for their team. Certainly their starter at the quarterback position did not play, but Stanton played very well. And what one thing did he do which helped his team win? Did not turn the ball over. So that kind of in a nutshell is the way I saw yesterday. I did see things that were improvement for our team. We do have to build upon that, but these other staples that I just talked to you about, the fundamentals of winning and losing in the National Football League, those things have got to be gotten under control. If you don't have any questions, I'll go back to work quickly.
Tom, the secondary on paper, you know, built to be the strength of your team.
Yes,
you're looking at 7 penalties and no takeaways. What has to be done differently with this group?
You know, we did have, I thought we had a couple of chances for interception. Why we're not playing the ball, you know, as sharply as we need to. I thought Stevie Brown had one, a relatively deep ball that was not that far from his aligned position in center field. I thought we had another opportunity perhaps that Dominique could have maybe made a play on a ball at one point as well. I thought there was a couple of them out there, maybe a third that we should have had that we didn't. What can be done? Well, the point of the matter is you've got to be in the right position. Your eyes have got to be at the right spot. You're either locked onto to the defender or to the receiver that you're covering, or you're playing some type of zone coverage. So your eyes have to go to the right spot. You've got to have a good feel for it. I thought on a couple of occasions the quarterback was actually staring the ball down where he was going, and still we weren't influenced enough to go in that direction and be in position to make a play. One of them was a 3rd and 10. You'll remember the play. So what do we need to do? We do have athletes. They are good athletes. You know, we did, I think a couple years ago, we referred to Stevie Brown as kind of a ball-hawking guy in center field when he had that opportunity. He's just not there yet. He's not back yet to where he was a couple of years ago, and let's hope he gets there. There was one play down the field that I thought that Dominique, you know, having jumped up in the air, might have been able to make the interception. So we're getting closer. I think we're in position. We got to catch the ball.
A couple of those things, though, like you said, following the quarterback's line of vision and stuff. I mean, you talked about how much talent you had in the secondary. Isn't that some stuff that maybe should be ingrained in them by this point? Like, that, you know, especially, you know, guys that have.
Well, I hope so. I would think so. But obviously, we're not as good at it as we should be. So we've got to sharpen it up.
You talked about the, you know, some of these problems in the defensive backfield. How much more difficult is it without Walter Thurman now?
Well, it's certainly, you take a guy who came here, was excited about being here. Had shown the ability to run around and be in the right position, made a really nice tackle, a couple of tackles yesterday that where he really broke on the ball and did a nice job. So we're going to, you know, obviously miss Walter, but we have some other guys that have played and played well. McBride has played well last year, so he's going to have to step up and play well again.
Is he the first one in there?
Well, he was the first one in there yesterday. I'm not ready to say what we're doing this week, but. He came off the bench yesterday.
How does the Thurman loss affect Antrell? He's dropped down there.
It's always a consideration. He's always ready to do that. May not be the preferred, but we'll see.
Do you know how long Jarrell Jernigan?
I don't really know that. No, I haven't heard anything back from those guys today yet, really.
In the meantime, I know it's not your favorite subject, but is Odell Beckham any closer to hitting the field?
He claims that they're claiming that he's getting better.
Tom, you've been in these kinds of circumstances before where it's tough and sometimes you come out of them, sometimes you don't. Is there anything that you've seen from other instances where you have come out of them that apply to this team that you can see?
Well, what happens when you fight your way out of this is that, you know, you get yourself in the same kind of game we just had, a close, really tight football game, and you make some plays. In order to win, you do gain confidence from something like that. It changes the attitude. You know, just like winning yesterday would have changed everything in terms of going forward, to lose and be behind the eight ball puts everything back in motion along those lines. But to get out of the rut you're in, you know, you got to play well. You got to make plays when they're there and win a game to build the confidence that you need. As I say, we put the ball down in there at the 17 and don't score. Doesn't help, you know. Score there, go for two, see what happens. But so at some point in time, that to me, that's what it takes. You get in a tough game, it's a scrappy game, you find a way to win, it helps.
You talk about fourth quarter and Eli said, you know, you need to be better in pressure situations. How do you sort of get that message across to guys, and how do you sort of get to that point where
you pound away?
Like, you've been there with other guys, but this crew, maybe some of these guys haven't been in those spots.
No, well, you keep pounding away. You know, yesterday we did. We were 50% on third down, which, and they were a team that probably pressured. I didn't tab it up yet from yesterday, but going into the game, 50% would have been just a normal game for them. So I think that. You know, we did handle that a little bit better than we've been doing, the pressure and getting the ball where we wanted it and directing the protection the way it should have been directed. We did do those things, you know, pretty well yesterday. So I'm hoping that that's on the rise.
Well, you have, obviously, a lot of the responsibility for the offense falls on the quarterback, but when you have a day like that where he has at least five drops, mm-hmm. Do you look at the film and think there's still more that Eli could have done, or was his performance good enough and the failure was kind of...
Well, there's always more that can be done. But in the as you refer to the drops, yeah, catch the ball. That's what you're paid for. Professional wide receivers, you got to make the plays. You know, someone asked yesterday about the... And I said Vic made some really good catches in the game. And there were a couple more that would have really added to things had we been able to come up with them. What more can Eli do? There was a play, I thought, to Reuben down the field where had he been able to step up clean, it wasn't exactly clean. The pocket was closing around him. But had he been able to just step up and throw the ball, I thought Reuben had the defender beaten and he was on his way to a potential score there. So there's always more that can be done.
Do you think Weston is growing through some little bit of growing pains at guard right now?
Well, he went through some yesterday as well. You know, some good, some bad. But he did battle and, you know, corrected some of the things he had done in the past. Got in a particularly difficult matchup from time to time. But, you know, by and large, he came out of the game having learned, again, more a greater experience playing at that spot, and hopefully it'll benefit.
On the fumble, the ball was laying there.
Yeah, that was his bad, probably his very, very bad play of the day. You know, it looked to me like a young guy focusing completely on the error of his ways rather than playing football. You know, there's the ball. Go get the ball. We'll talk about it later.
The error of his ways as far as not with the protection, I guess.
Yeah.
As a former wide receivers coach, Victor did make some waves last week saying he wanted the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take particular interest in that? Did you talk to him about it? Especially with the drops, it kind of compounds things.
Well, I didn't. I can understand wanting to be. It's kind of like, for me, it wasn't offensive. Because the way it read was Victor, when Victor made the statement, I'd like to be a captain. I'd like to be considered a captain of this team. That's a good thing, you know. A guy wants the football. It's not necessarily a bad thing if he understands that, obviously, there's other people, there's progressions, there's reasons that you do and don't get the football. You know, I'll visit with him this week, not necessarily on that subject, but on a whole bunch of subjects.
Quinn Demps fumbled yesterday. He also fumbled, I think, once it was in the preseason. Is there anything there to that, and do you look to make a change there at all, or is he still your guy?
Well, here's we talked about that today in the team meeting as well. There's a way to carry the ball to protect the ball, okay? It really is not an option. He played hard yesterday. He was very good on teams. He flew around. He tackled. He did a lot of good things. He almost broke out of there once or even twice on kickoff return. But in that one regard, okay, when you carry the ball loosely and swing the ball like he did, when he started to spin right away, he's in big trouble. Because the natural thing when you spin, if you're not, the ball's not glued to your side, if the elbow leaves the side a little more, plus you lose a little bit of your feeling about where you are. In came the defender, made a hit on the side. You know, this arm went around behind, knocked the ball out. Hey, you know, you pay a tremendous price when the ball is turned over. And the timing couldn't have been worse, you know. But I wanted to say initially that the guy played hard and he wants to play and contribute. He definitely does. It's like Preston Parker. He wants to do whatever he can do to help us, you know, which I like that attitude. I don't like seeing the ball on the ground.
Tom, with With Beeson, I assume there's no update yet.
No, I don't have anything yet.
With Kennard, do you have any idea if he's going to get back on the field this week?
It didn't sound great to me.
So then, are you, I mean, as far as the depth goes at linebacker, you may have an issue there this week. I would think something might need to be done roster-wise.
Maybe.
Tom, the crowd was pretty into the game yesterday, and obviously at the end of the game, they were pretty crestfallen and left after the fumble, most of them. The mood in the area right now is pretty low. I mean, you got another home game. Should they feel better than maybe they do? I mean, do you think that there's enough signs that the fan base should be a little more optimistic than they seem to be?
Well, I really don't. I would like in an ideal world that they would stay and remain as positive and as upbeat as they possibly can because of the way they affect the young men that are on the field. They are fans. You know, they bleed, they live and die. The circumstances, it wasn't good yesterday. It was better, but it wasn't the end result that everyone was looking for. So I would say that we need them. We need them to be upbeat. We need them. I thought they were great yesterday. I thought the noise was terrific. I thought they were into it. The patriotism was super. The response to the Giant players that returned from the past seemed to be outstanding. Everything looked, and it was a magnificent day for football. It was a wonderful experience for all, except we didn't put the necessary points on the board to win the game. I hope they realize it was a very, very competitive game to deep in the fourth quarter. The opportunity and the chance was there for us. We didn't get it done. Well, then perhaps we can learn something from that and continue to go on and fight and accept the next challenge and be even more hardened as to what has to be done. Become closer together and bound together as a team. And maybe if we come out and play like that, then maybe the fans will continue to grow and to respond and be energetic about what we're trying to accomplish on the field. I don't see this as being a reason for them not to be. I think it's if they understand what our task and our goal is to, you know, toughen up. Let's go. Come on. Stop beating ourselves. This is professional football. Make the plays necessary to win and do it on a consistent basis and eliminate these bizarre events which take the heart right out of you. So I hope they'll respond to the fact that I'm counting on the competitors that sit in the audience when I speak to our team. I'm counting on them to accept the challenge, to not feel sorry for ourselves, and to realize the work that has to be done in order for us to win. And I hope the fans will join in that exact feeling.
Coach, who's next up at the outside after Jarrell? And is moving Victor outside an option at this point?
No. Why would no? He's on the outside if it's two receivers. He's the third receiver in the three wide package, plays inside. Who's next up where? Inside?
On the outside, but Jarrell is injured. And you're going to keep Victor in the slot.
Well, you know, you've got Parker. You got Washington. You got the young kid Washington. You got some choices.
Where are you standing?
Unless you're playing.
Where are you standing as far as
the last question?
Having to, you know, a lot of stuff comes down. Criticism comes down from outside. Doubt creeps in. Where do you stand as the coach as far as, you know, you've got to believe in yourselves first in order for good things to happen? And how do you kind of
where
fight
do I
off?
Stand with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe. I'm a believer. Put me up at the top, okay? Blame me for the problems. Put me at the top as far as getting this thing done. And I think they can go do it.